This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe said Thursday the continent is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, accounting for 59% of all cases globally. At a virtual news briefing from Copenhagen, Hans Kluge said, new cases are approaching record levels, with the Delta variant of the coronavirus driving the surge.
Last week, with nearly 1.8 million new cases and 24,000 new deaths reported, Europe and Central Asia saw a 6% increase and 12% increase, respectively, as compared to the previous week.
Kluge encouraged nations with low vaccination rates to increase coverage, particularly among priority groups such as the elderly. He urged nations with high vaccination rates and ample supply to share with less fortunate countries. The Biden administration has laid out new rules requiring Americans who work for big companies to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by early January or face weekly testing. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The requirements apply to about 84 million people working for companies with 100 or more employees, for another 17 million working at hospitals, nursing homes, and facilities getting Medicare and Medicaid money. There is no testing option. They must be vaccinated. President Biden says he'd prefer not to have such mandates, but the choice is between getting more people vaccinated or prolonging the pandemic. More than two dozen Republican state attorneys general say they'll challenge the rules, which come as GOP-led states have passed laws exempting workers. Top Labor Department lawyer Seema Nanda says precedent allows federal rules to keep workplaces safe.
Laws that conflict would be preempted.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Britain is the first country to okay an antiviral pill to treat COVID-19. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The United Kingdom has granted a conditional authorization to Merck's coronavirus antiviral. The pill is the first of its kind shown to successfully treat COVID-19. The pill, known as molnupiravir, is intended to be taken at home over a period of 5 days for people with mild to moderate COVID-19. It has been proven to reduce symptoms and speed recovery, which would be groundbreaking for health systems around the world. Karen Chamas, London.
A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with 5 counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit has reached an all-time high. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The trade deficit was just under $81 billion in September, the highest it has ever been. The previous high was $73 billion in June. The deficit is the gap between what the U.S. exports to the rest of the world and the imports it purchases from other countries. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 3% in September, while imports increased 0.6%. Part of the export decline was due to a nearly 16% drop in petroleum exports related to drilling rig and oil refinery shutdowns during Hurricane Ida in the Gulf of Mexico. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to a fresh pandemic low last week, another sign the job market is healing after last year's coronavirus recession. Jobless claims dropped by 14,000 to 269,000. Since topping 900,000 in early January, the weekly applications have fallen more or less steadily ever since and are gradually moving toward pre-pandemic levels of around 220,000 a week. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David.